This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, hold on. There's a new fear that you have of Donald Trump. And it's that he would probably turn off the internet, evidently. This was on MSNBC the other day with Jen Psaki talking to a person who was saying, well, you know, Donald Trump, he could deploy the U.S. military against us. He could turn off the internet. There's all kinds of stuff President Trump can do if he gets reelected. So that tells me, folks, they're getting pretty desperate. They're starting to bring up all these things that are never going to happen because they got nothing at this point. Well, folks, welcome to the program. Hour number four is here. It's upon us. It is the Monday edition, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message if you like. And it's real easy to do. Just simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Welcome also to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, AM 930 in Sarasota, and then also everyone along the GCN network as well. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad to be with you here on this Monday morning. And thanks to Richard the Marine who sent us a direct message earlier, 56 degrees, I believe. He's back ensconced into his location, his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And also, we want to also say again, good morning to Frederick in New York City, who sent us a real nice message as well. Glad that you're there. Glad that you're listening, Frederick, and welcome aboard the program. Well, speaking of welcome aboard the program, it is Monday morning. It's time to talk with our good friend, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. Well, there is, I don't even know where to start today, but it seems to me that, well, number one, well, do you think Donald Trump's going to turn off the internet if he became president?
You know, I think we need to start coining a phrase, since the left uses it so often in every form that it's available in. They've got Trump phobia.
There you go. That's right. It is a phobia. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a legitimate use of that second part of the word phobia, because the American people aren't Islamophobic. They're not scared of Muslims. We're not transphobic. We're not scared of the trans population. We're not homophobic. We're not scared of the homosexual population. But the left is Trump-phobic. They fear this guy so much that even though he served as president for 4 years, he's still going to split the planet in two.
Right, right. Well, it's been said that he'll bring out what's called the Doomsday Book, and he'll do things like deploy the U.S. military and do all these terrible things. And I would think, well, why wouldn't if he had done that before? I mean, it seems like, especially if he thought that he was being railroaded out of office in a fake election or something, wouldn't he use those presidential powers? But it's interesting, too, Frank, because they do specify, they say, well, all these things would be within the law that the president could do, but they're just trying to, as you say, make you scared of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's fear porn. It's the same thing they did with COVID. It's fear porn. They want to push you into a corner so that you embrace the fear, so that when they float a completely ridiculous solution or try to sell you on the fact that, by Biden's the best president since sliced bread, that you'll buy it. You know, so don't listen to the fear porn. You know, I've got my issues with Donald Trump. Most of them are personality related, but you can't argue with his policies. His policies were fantastic for the United States and the free world. The economy was good. Demographically, across the board, in homeownership, new business startups, taxes were lower, the American military was in top shape, we were respected around the world, China was being contained, as was Russia. You know, so the policies, 4 years of evidence that they worked. Now, you may not like the way the guy talks, but you can't argue with the policies. So what do they have to do? They have to trot out the fear porn. His hair is going to rise 6 stories and ballistic missiles are going to fly out of his skull. You know, right. And we laugh at that. But if you go to Twitter, I'm sure today someone will post that from Hollywood or New York or Chicago. It's ridiculous what they're trying to say this guy's going to do when he already had the chance to do it.
Well, exactly right. And certainly, you know, one of the things you were talking about just then was, you know, the policies and how the economy was, et cetera. And nobody had to explain to people. In other words, Trump didn't have to explain how good they had it because people just understood. It was evident in their lives. But Joe Biden and the Democrats, they have to explain to us how the economy is actually getting stronger, but we just don't perceive it that way yet. And we just don't understand. So we need some lessons in how to know how good it all is right now. I don't think that really works, you know.
Yeah, because we're all too stupid to understand. That's the way they see us, is a mass of stupid people that need their leadership. I had talked about this a few weeks back. Going back to the Obama administration, when we were talking about labor statistics, they would use separate sets of labor statistics that didn't really apply to how Main Street felt things like unemployment and employment numbers, and go into the internals to say, no, see, here's proof that their unemployment really is very, very low, even though people were out of work.
Right.
You know, so it's, we're going to lie to your face and we're going to smile so big about it that you're just going to buy it.
No kidding.
That's what Obama did. Biden's doing it with fear.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Ovato. Stay right there because we're coming right back after these short messages, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. More with Frank Salvato right on the other side. 949-822-7959.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
My baby's gone. I have no friends.
It is the Monday edition, everybody. Welcome back, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the telephone number, of course, this morning. And we hope that whatever you're doing this morning, especially as it, we're heading into the hour number four, but the 5 o'clock hour, of course, in the East, if you're starting to wake up and start finding out what's going on in the world, we're glad to be right there for you. And welcome and good morning. And we have so much to talk about. Don't even know where to begin again, but we do have Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification with us. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, one of the big things that we see happening out there, of course, is what's happening in the Red Sea. We know that the U.S. Navy fought off a barrage of some 14 drones over the weekend, fired from Yemen by everybody's favorite group, the Houthis, right? And from, you know, that are backed by Iran, of course. And this has also caused major shipping lines to suspend operations in the Red Sea until further notice, until something is done about this.
Yeah, America issued a statement saying they wouldn't be using that location for any of their vessels going forward until it was more secure. And that's a big chunk. If you ever lived in a port town, that's the name you see on all of the containers and all of the ships. So it's an issue. And you combine that with the fact that the Houthis are now issuing statements threatening the United States and Israel as if they were a nation state with the capacity of Iran. And, boy, fear isn't among any of our foes' words when it comes to what Biden will do. They just don't fear him. They don't respect the United States. They don't believe that Biden can give orders that will effectively counter what they're doing in the region. So even the little guy is starting to shoot his mouth off over there. And that telegraphs weakness. That just telegraphs weakness about the United States all through the Middle East. So if ever, and this is one of the few times that the FBI director has been correct over the last several years, if there ever was a time for us to be a little, have our eyebrows a little bit raised about, could there be another attack on U.S. soil? Now would be the time. I'm not saying that I've got information or chatter that you know, verifies something is imminent. But what I'm saying is, it would be the opportune time if I were someone who was going to execute a plot.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, because it seems to follow, because the weakness always kind of breeds this kind of thing. And especially, they've had a long time to plan these things. We saw what happened in Israel. That was over 2 years, basically, from what we know, at the very least. And now, as you mentioned, yeah, you know, you've got what's happening in Yemen, and they don't care. They're not Amerophobic in any way, and maybe they should be, you know. But they would be if they felt that there was some kind of decisiveness. And, you know, we can invoke Reagan or even President George H.W. Bush or something. But it seems to me that there's just nothing like that right now where people would say, you know, this guy's not going to ever really do anything.
You don't disengage in Afghanistan the way we did, which was horrific, and celebrate it as a victory and a well-executed piece of movement, and not leave the smallest of foes over in the Middle East scratching their heads and empowered. You just don't. So what he's done, and negotiating with terrorists, that's another one right there. The Iranians said it point blank. We'll take a million hostages if we're going to keep getting money.
Right. Well, no
that's
kidding.
That's why we don't negotiate with terrorists. We kill them. You know, so this idea that things are going to settle down just because Joe Biden's running for re-election now in the Middle East, it's going to take the next president, whether it's Trump or someone else, the full complement of the 4 years of that term to turn things right back in the Middle East, if he or she can get it done in that time period. That's how much damage this idiot has done.
Yeah, and we thought the adults, you know, we were told the adults are coming back in the room now, so everything will be fine. The world won't catch on fire. We do have a caller that's been waiting. Frank, let's go ahead and head over to the telephone lines. Neil in Henderson, Nevada has been waiting here. Good morning, Neil. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Frank. Frank, I know you're a wealth of opinion. There are so many points I'd like to make, but first, you know, the puppeteers, you know, they want Biden because they want a weak president. They don't want a strong president. They want somebody they can manipulate. This is exactly what they want. I am not confident, in spite of everything, that Trump can win the day for us. I'm just not totally confident. I mentioned this several times on your show, Kyle. Maybe I'm just delusional, but when I see these polls that show Biden at 47% against Trump at 49%, I'm saying, what is going on here? You know, and I don't want to dwell on this, but any of these polls that have Biden above 10%, this defies the laws of gravity. It's just ridiculous.
that's a good point. I tell you what, let's give Frank a chance to respond to that here real quick.
Frank,
go ahead.
What's your opinion on that? I mean, it just can't. This is comical. It can't. 47% against Trump. I mean, who are these people?
Well, no, good question. Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
This is why I don't put any faith in polls. I can make a poll say anything, and that's all predicated on the internals, because you don't get the, when you have serious polling, and I say that with a little bit of, with a smirk and a grin on my face, they ask a load of questions that give them the ability to mold the answer to any way they want it to be. So when it becomes a would you vote for Biden over Trump, there were 50 questions that led up to their calculations into that thing. So they can arrive at the absolutely implausible conclusion that there's only a 2-point difference. They're not. That's why I never, ever listen to the polls.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to interject an experience. You know, we all ask each other, have you ever been polled? And always, nobody's ever been polled. I'm now a registered Democrat, okay? When I registered as a Democrat, I was getting polled left and right. I mean, they were polling me 4 times a day. And the questions in these polls were designed to manipulate public opinion. That's been my experience.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting indeed.
I mean, I got a little confrontational with the pollster because I specifically said, listen, if you're asking me these questions to manipulate public opinion, just don't waste my time. It was, upsetting to see that this is the way our electoral system has been corrupted.
Sure.
But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. Frank, what do you think about pollsters and how they can manipulate?
Well, this comes down to there's a bunch of different ways they can manipulate, and Neil's right. This is they can weight it a certain way to say because of the area that we were in, we had to ask more Democrats than Republicans, or because of the demographic that we were polling, we had to have more liberal women who have degrees in anti-American political science than people who actually have read the Constitution. They can justify just about any position to get the answer that they want. But I will caution, this isn't the election system. This is the fifth column media that is doing this. If everybody stopped listening to polls, they wouldn't have any potency at all.
Right. You're right about that. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thanks so much for your call. We sure appreciate it. And anytime.
Have a good night.
Take care. All right. Neil in Henderson, everybody. And Backgammon Bob, hold on there as we head into the break. James in Clearwater, hold on there as well as we head into the break. And Frank, if you'll hold on there, we'll head right into the break. And we're going to come back because we got a lot going on this morning. It's chock full. I'll tell you that much. Hour number 4 is always exciting. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. This music proves we're heading into Christmas time.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed.
AAA's Ayaxa Diaz.
AAA's projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 3.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes.
Researchers at the Ohio State University studied data from over 20,000 individuals and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, watch out, because we're coming back with Frank Solvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back to the program, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Frank. And our lines are lighting up this morning again, and we're really, really happy about that when that happens. And I was just going to say one thing, though, and that is, mark my words, the tunnels that they're discovering in Gaza, you know, and in fact, let's go ahead and bring in Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, I was just going to say that these tunnels that they're finding, you watch the left and some around the world will say, do you see the jobs program that Hamas makes for the people of Gaza? They care about the people, and they're helping to put them to work, digging tunnels by which to launch the annihilation of Israel. You know, it's that twisted these days, isn't it?
You opened the door for this, so I've got to give it to you.
Okay.
By comparison, Hamas's infrastructure programs are much, much better than what Biden gave us with his infrastructure bill.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, who knows? Well, and you know, the Hamas leaders, they went to a convention in Pakistan last week and they had a fun time. I'm sure they got gift bags.
Yeah, the swag bags had to be something quite incredible.
That's right. That's right. They had a convention and they talked about nuclear weapons and that how Pakistan could threaten Israel and end the war. And, you know, I just wonder what kind of fun stuff. Maybe they had scavenger hunts. So they did all kinds of all the fun convention stuff when you go to an out-of-town convention. I'm sure.
Everybody else in the world who would have sat in the seat of power in Washington, D.C. would have been chomping at the bit to light the candle on that gathering.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And they just kind of travel freely. And these are the people who, you know, they live in luxury while the people of Gaza just suffer in terrible conditions that were terrible before Israel, you know, came in and started cleaning house.
And people have to remember, this is why history is so incredibly important. Even under the PLO, the Palestinians who lived in Gaza weren't thriving. Leadership that is born out of the Palestinian people who vote for these people overwhelmingly. I think the last margin was 85% voted for Hamas to be their government there. They cheer this stuff. They cheer it.
Yeah.
They choose these people. So when you hear the media going, the poor Palestinian people, you know, it just backs up this adage that has been tested through time. You get the government you vote for. They voted for terrorists. That's who leads them.
Indeed. Indeed. Let's head over to the telephone lines. Backgammon Bob's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob, again. And you're on with Frank Silvata.
Well, I got three things for you. Two of them serious, one of them entertainment. You mentioned earlier about the liberals are so worried about Trump. Well, the word you should be using would be Trump-annoia.
Okay. Trump-annoia. Very cool.
And do you remember the old Buffalo Springfield song back in the 60s? Paranoia runs deep into your life, it will creep. Well, Trump-annoia runs deep into your life, it will creep. And you know the rest of the song, and that could be put to song.
Very cool.
And the second thing I want to say is we should do the impeachment to make a statement and expose all the criminal things that the Biden family has done. I don't think Biden's going to make it to the presidency anyway. And if we were to impeach him and if Harris were made president, then that would reveal the Democratic intentions.
Okay, very interesting. So what's your third thing, real quick?
And the last thing is, the last thing is, did you notice that they now have we're now going to stop the trains going to the border. They're not going to have any more train traffic into the border. So that might be their first step into trying to stop some of the migrants from coming in by express train anyway. All right, that's it.
Very cool. Well, back in, Bob, we appreciate it. Yeah, in terms of you're talking about the people that are riding on top of the trains as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, cool. Thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. Frank, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to address the Kamala Harris comment. I wouldn't open the door for anybody from California. I just wouldn't. And a precedent has been set here by them going after Trump after he's left the presidency. The presidential immunity that was afforded to every president before him for actions taken during is now over. So why should we open the door for a Californian like Kamala Harris, who has no qualifications really to hold any kind of public office? She was a disaster in everything she's ever done. Why should we open the door for her to be the first woman president of the United States, to be in the history books, to the whole nine yards? Why should we open that when we can go after Biden after he's out of office?
Well said. That's you're right. And of course, you know, I guess the caveat there is that it's really only for ex-Republican presidents in that sense, at least the way that they look at it, you know. But you're absolutely right. They've opened the door, this is unprecedented now. Well,
yeah, the precedent has been set, and the only people who would argue would be the media.
Right. No kidding. Let's head over again to the telephone lines. Line 3. We got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James. Do you have a question for Frank Silvata this morning?
Yes, Frank. And you're talking about these terror cells. Russians during the Cold War had people come over here, and they're everyday families in this waiting on the signal to do something. And it's been generational. It's like 60 years now. These people are still around. You have no idea how deep and how pervasive this thing is going to be really when it goes down. You hear ads all the time for, you know, prepare this and everything else. Better pay attention. I know one of these supply companies have had a letter from the government wanting to know who their clients were. And also, you take the Berkey water purifier, UN uses all over the world. It's a great thing. It even take food coloring out of water. But they're classifying that as a pesticide now. And they're just about ready to put that company out of business because of it. Mm-hmm. So the government's really moving behind the lines, trying to squeeze things in the food supply. You got to watch out for that. As far as this whole impeachment thing goes, a lot of people are getting hyped up about it, but unless it's actually crimes while in office, if he's still taking money, then that's great. All bets are off. But if it's beforehand, he's not doing anything since president, it's not going anywhere. What do you think about the government? If you ever heard anything about them putting a kibosh on their supplies.
All right. Thanks, James and Clearwater. Good call. We appreciate it. What do you think, Frank?
I'm going to address all three points real quick. There's a popular show called The Americans about the Russians sending sleeper cells over here disguised as families that fit in on everyday life.
Yeah, I saw that show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It was fairly accurate when you look at the nonfiction books that discussed that endeavor by the Soviets. I'm glad he brought up the Berkey, because I've got one. And what the Food and Drug Administration has done, and the EPA has done in collusive nature, is to classify the silver, the colloidal silver that is in those filters, as a pesticide. And now this company can't get replacement filters to anyone. And it is the best portable water filter system out there. So, yeah, they're going after a specific company on this one. And if you want an investigation that would actually help people, that's the one. Mm-hmm. You got to look at what the regulatory powers that they're throwing on and piling on to the small farmer, the small rancher, companies like Berkey, all of it, because they're trying to make you have to get your food and your water and everything else you ingest, medicines, through a central authority. We do not live in a land where we have a centralized government, or at least we're not supposed to. But they are force-feeding this down our throats. And, you know, so you want action? Start rattling the cages in Washington about this with your representatives and your senators. There's no reason why the Berkey Company should be disenfranchised from making profits. They have an excellent product, and we should demand that they be free to create it again. And then as far as the impeachment is concerned, I wish people wouldn't get too excited about it, because they're forgetting that we've got a Senate that won't convict.
Yeah, very doubtful. Exactly. Very, very doubtful. But I think it would have some effect on how voters see Biden, and it would make it a tough uphill climb if they continue with the inquiry and uncover a lot of other stuff.
You know, Kyle, if there's still any uphill left to him with his with his approval rating, I'd say it was probably just stepping over a fire ant hill.
No kidding. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. It's been a great morning, my friend, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone. Going to talk some sports on the other side of the break. I'll warn with you.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Christmas, Merry Christmas, and we have so much more to talk about as we head into the final segment of the program. And you know, when this song is playing, you can't be sad. You can't be anything but happy when this is on. Jose Feliciano, of course, and just a wonderful, one of the most wonderful Christmas songs ever, with a little bell in there too. If you listen closely, you hear the little bell ringing, and it is just very, very cool indeed. Well, speaking of very, very cool, we got Patrick Hyland with us again this morning. It's Monday, and it's time to talk some sports with Patrick Hyland. Of course, he is the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. And you can hear Patrick Sundays from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time right here, as we said, on AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning, everyone. And appreciate everybody tuning in. And great Sunday football weekend. A lot of great games yesterday. Very exciting. We're getting down to the nitty and gritty here, Kyle. Playoff time will be here before we know it. Only three games are left for everybody.
So. That's right. That's right. This is big time stuff. And now, are we dealing with some injuries and so forth that might that bear on this, do you think?
It could. I mean, Miami took care of the Jets yesterday handily, but they didn't have their star wide receiver, Tariq Hill. And hopefully he'll be back next week. And then the Bills, man, they took care of business against Dallas, 31-10. Dallas is definitely hoping that Seattle pulls off a upset of Philly tonight to keep them, you know, tied in that division with Philly. But it's, I don't think it's going to happen. Philadelphia, you know, is just a good team. We'll see if they put it together tonight against Seattle. But the Detroit Lions, I mean, they came back and played very well. And everybody thought at the beginning of the year they could be your surprise team to win it all. And we'll see if they can compete with the Phillies, the Dallases, the San Franciscos. Those are the three, you know, big horses there in the NFC. In the AFC, man, the Ravens, boy, they put it on the Jaguars last night, Cal. Man, that was tough to see. A Jaguar fan, one of the stations, broadcasted Jaguars football games that I'm on, and boy, that was a tough one to watch, to say the least. But give the Ravens credit, man. Lamar Jackson might be able to take him to the Super Bowl this year. Will they win? I don't know, but just to get there is an accomplishment in itself.
Well, indeed. Well, who do you think right now is kind of favored? As you said, we only have just a handful of games here left, but if you had to make a prediction, and predictions are always hard, especially about the future. I think that's what Yogi Berra said. What do you think? Where do you think it's heading with all this?
You know, if I had to guess right now, it would be the Ravens against the 49ers. I think those are the two hottest teams right now. Can they, you know, continue for another, you know, 7 weeks to get to the Super Bowl? Well, we'll find out, you know, and, you know, if the Ravens keep it up, they'll have the home field advantage and get a bye week. Now, San Francisco, Dallas, and Philly, they all are vying for that number one seed, so we'll see what happens there. And the Detroit, too, if they could win out, could definitely get that number one seed. So a lot of things. You have the AFC South with the Jaguars. They're still leading the division at 8-6, barely over the Colts and the Texans. The Texans played well yesterday without their starting quarterbacks. So, mm-hmm. Well, hats off to them. I didn't think they'd beat the Titans, and they did. So, congratulations. And Tennessee, they're just a little downtrodden. I think the window to maybe sneak in and go somewhere, but it just didn't happen for them last year. And obviously, it's not going to happen this year at 5-9. Derrick Henry's still probably one of the best running backs in the National Football League. But as they say, as soon as you get over 30, as a running back, it starts going downhill. And, you know, he's over 30 now. I don't know if he has another year in his gas tank or not. But you never know. He's that great of a running back. So.
Well, and you were mentioning the last time we talked, I think, you know, especially with a lot of the training, the medicine these days, and just the science behind all this, you know, you're seeing players extend or kind of go beyond some of that. You know, it's really something to see. It's very different than it was 10 years ago, even.
You're right, Cal. No, everything modern medicine is a beautiful thing. And, you know, all the training and the nutrition and, there's things you can take and do to sustain your body and system. You know, so and these guys are doing it. A lot of big money involved, obviously, playing professional sports, so. You want to play as long as you can just because you love the game, but also for the financial rewards of it, too. So, you know, speaking about financial rewards, we talked a little bit on Friday. Man, that Ohtani, every time you're at Dodger Stadium, man, you say, you know, you better be going, hey, this is for you, Mr. Ohtani, every time you get the Dodger Dog or that parking or that ticket, right?
So that's right. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I mean, how could they not, you know? And this is a real big problem, though. You know, at Angel Stadium, you know, they still let you kind of bring in food. You know, if you come in with your In-N-Out burgers or something like that, you can do that. But if you're a family and you want to eat at the stadium, it's, you know, it's nothing against the Angels or anything, but it's expensive. I mean, it adds up real, real fast.
You know, it really does. I mean, it's just to see a ball game now, you know, for a family. Football is probably in several hundreds of dollars, and baseball, you know, probably a couple hundred dollars when it's all said and done. So it's tough nowadays. I know all the TV revenue, but man, pricing all the families out. If you're making all that TV revenue, then why do you have to charge so much for, you know, to be there? That's my thoughts, but. Just one person's opinion. I want to give credit to the KC Chiefs. They rebounded from last week's tough loss to Buffalo, and they played well against the Patriots. They're leading their division too. So, Baltimore, KC, Miami. You know, the Broncos finally have a winning record, so they're going to say that they beat a team with a winning record. But Miami's going to start beating teams that they're not supposed to beat. Then we'll know if they're for real. And I hope they are, because, you know, I'm a big Dolphin fan and rooting well for them. And then the Buccaneers. People didn't think they'd go up to Green Bay and win, but they did. So they're still leading that division. The Saints took care of the Giants. So they're both tied at 7-7 in that division. So it's been a pretty good year. We've got a little parity, but we got some of our better teams showing what they're about. It's been kind of an up-and-down year, but now it's starting to level out a little bit. The things that were supposed to happen yesterday, Cal pretty much did. So that was good, in my opinion. And it's funny. I try to do that in life. You know, you try to set people up and help them out and get everything organized for them. You got to plan. If you don't plan, you know, you're going to fail. That's the worst thing you can do. Nobody, you know, wants to fail, but if you don't plan for success, you're going to plan to fail by not doing anything. And I always like to tell everybody, people don't like the saying, but it's true. Some people get it and accept it, but some are like, I don't agree, but okay. And that is, if you don't make a decision, in essence, you really did. and that's a problem. That can really put you in a bad situation later on in your life or even currently. You really take advantage of my knowledge over 35 years in the financial and health insurance industry and how I can be of assistance to you. And I love to meet with people. We always have a good time when we get together because I make it enjoyable. I make it fun. Sometimes we can do business, and it's good for the client. It's good for me. And there's other times where they're set where they are, Kyle, and I tell them that too. And then we become friends. Things change from a year-to-year basis, or they'll give me a referral because they know I treat people right. I'm not just there to make a sale. I'm there to help, educate, and train, and just do the right things for the right reasons. And I'd love to hear from anybody in the audience. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. No matter what, you'll have peace of mind after we talk that you're in a good position. And if you like the computer, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Schedule an appointment with me. We'll do it on the phone. Meet at the office. I'll meet you. We'll do a Zoom call. We'll make it happen for you. Cal, always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you Wednesday. Have a great day. And everybody make it a great week. And do a random act of kindness for your fellow man.
Sounds good. Cal. God bless. Thank you, Patrick. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. The insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. Folks, we're coming up to the end of the program. Make it a great day today. We're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.